Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Celebrate Media in Greenville. And Derek also, of course, writes the Car Gazing column, syndicated column that appears all over the country in newspapers and in the Herald Banner locally. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So, among other things, we do like to talk with Derek about cars, and I came across an article, and this is a USA Today article in the past few days, and it is the top 10 cars for dogs. Derek, I have another job that I work in radio in Dallas, and the studios are in the uptown area. And, man, the number of young people, say 35 and under, out walking dogs in that neighborhood is amazing. So
it's very, very popular. And I think the pandemic, from what I can see, it's even, you know, spurred more dog ownership and dog adoptions, including for us in the Price family. This one hits close to home for me.
Oh, is that right? You've acquired a dog recently?
We did. Yeah, just a couple of months ago, we got a collie. So we are super, super happy and just love having her as part of the family. And the pandemic was part of the reason for that. The kids had so much time at home doing online schooling, so there's plenty of time to feed a dog and train a dog and brush a dog. And I think a lot of people were in that same situation. They thought, hey, why not? You know, we're stuck at home. Let's at least have a happy, furry companion.
So people are taking that into consideration more so. Is the car compatible with having a dog? And this article says that bigger dogs are getting more popular than they were because people do, they want to take them out, you know, for a kind of a romp in the country. And of course, you need a certain kind of car for that. So
exactly. Yeah. You can't have a little tiny economy car if you've got a Great Dane.
Yeah, so, that's right.
It'd be kind of silly. But yeah, a lot of people do take pets into consideration when they buy a new car. And some brands even, you know, they target their marketing and they plan the engineering around their cars to accommodate dogs and dog accessories. You know, some brands like Volvo and Subaru and Jeep, they think about how animals are going to interact with the vehicles. And when they launch a new car, very often they'll launch an entire line of accessories so you can have your dog ride along with you and be buckled in safely and have, a built-in crate in the back and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Subaru and Volvo are mentioned in particular in this article, and also Jeep Wrangler is mentioned as a particularly dog-friendly vehicle. And now some of the features they talk about here, large rear doors, low cargo floors. I think you can explain that to me better. Dog safety harnesses, obviously. So those are some of the things that are mentioned as dog-friendly features. What does low cargo floors mean?
So, you know, on some SUVs, like a Chevy Tahoe, for example, it's got a pretty high, if you're lifting cargo into the back you have to lift it like 3 feet off the ground.
I see, right.
Well, some minivans and station wagons and some SUVs are designed where you only have to lift, you know, a couple of feet off the ground. So if you've got a big dog, it can hop right in.
I
Whereas
see.
If it's got a very high loading floor,
right.
Even a big dog, you'd have to lift them up awkwardly to get them in there.
Okay, so it sits lower to the ground. Or the road.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Or has a lower opening in the back. You don't have to go over some kind of lift gate. The floor of the back cargo area is closer to the ground,
right.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Tesla is mentioned in this article. Says that the Tesla has a vehicle. I guess they're referring here to the Tesla Model Y. You may know that better than I do. I'm sure you do. But it has a dog mode, and you can leave the dog in the car in the summertime, and the air conditioning will continue to run.
Yeah, this is absolutely brilliant. You know, if you want to leave your dog in the car while you run into the store, not only does it leave the AC on, which just about any car can do if you leave it running with the doors locked, but it also puts a message up on the screen. It's got a great big touch screen up on the dash, and it says something like, don't worry about me, the air conditioner's on, the owner is aware of it, and they will be back soon.
Right.
So, you know, it's a kind of reassuring message. Don't break the window to save the dog. We are in dog mode right now.
Right. The message says the cabin temperature is set to 68 degrees. So
that's
to reassure anybody that is that is passing by. We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek writes the car gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner. It's syndicated around the country, and also Derek runs Celebrate Media in Greenville. So as I said, there's just I see more and more, especially younger people with dogs, but obviously older people as well. And this is just getting to be more of a consideration. Another thing that is mentioned in Volvos are partitions, separations, and cages available in Volvo vehicles. In the article, this USA Today article says Volvo sets the gold standard in that respect.
They really do. And in fact, I've talked to engineers at Volvo, and they talked about from the beginning of when they start thinking about how to design a car, one of their considerations is how are we going to design it around pets? So they have the ability to put in partitions and walls inside the car. You know, if you ever look in a police car, how it's got kind of a divider between the back seat and the front seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some Volvos have the same thing. You can buy a little wall that goes in there for your dog. So if you've got an unruly animal or just one you want to keep safe and separated from the rest of the car, it's got a little wall you can put up there, and that's built into the design and actually the safety thinking of the vehicle as well, is how to protect the animals in it. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting, all the thought that goes into not just people in the cabin, but our furry friends as well.
All right. Well, this is an interesting article, and we'll make a link to it. It's Top 10 Cars for Dogs from USA Today, and you can have a look at it yourself. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price with Car Gazing Column and Celebrate Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.